Weight loss is just weird. Okay, it's weird. It's weird from a feminist standpoint, and it's weird when your family has a history of some disordered eating, and it's weird when you're autistic and ADHD. It's just a weird experience, and I think it's time we talk about it. Hello there, guys, gals, and non-binary pals, and welcome to the NeuroCuriosity Club podcast, the only podcast that I'm aware of that is specifically made for people who are questioning their neurotype and their place in the neurodiversity paradigm. My name is Megan. I am AudiHD, so I'm autistic and ADHD, but this podcast is going to be about so much more than that. Yes, there are going to be lots of autism and ADHD episodes because that's my lived experience. That's what I can speak to. But I also plan on having so many amazing guests on this podcast to talk about everything from dyspraxia to OCD to bipolar disorder to dyscalculia and more. So if you are curious about your brain, get ready to dive in. Welcome to the NeuroCuriosity Club podcast. Hi there, guys, gals, and non-binary pals, and welcome back to another episode of the NeuroCuriosity Club podcast. And today we're being curious about body image and weight loss and neurodivergence and how these things intersect and affect each other and my personal experience with them, because I am in no way qualified to give advice on this. So I'm not speaking from any kind of academic or research-based perspective. This is all just my lived experience and what I am currently going through. If this isn't the kind of thing you're super comfortable listening to, or if this is going to be triggering for you, I really encourage you to just skip this episode. There is absolutely no harm in it, and I will in no way be offended. It's okay to skip this episode. However, I do want to be clear, I will not be using any numbers of any kind, because I know that can be deeply triggering, even for people who don't usually have issues with food and weight. So I won't be talking numbers of any kind. Instead, I'm mostly going to be talking about the emotions that go into making any kind of big lifestyle change, and the pushback I'm experiencing from my brain and the executive dysfunction. And so a lot of the stuff that I usually talk about, right? Just in the context of food and body image and weight. So I decided in, I think, November, after I had my twins in October, I decided, you know what, in the new year, I think I'm ready to lose some weight. I think this is not the weight my body feels comfortable at, if that makes sense. And for some people, you may not understand what I mean by that, because I know I certainly didn't understand it until a couple years ago. My body was always pretty comfortable with the weight I was at. It just was my weight. It felt normal. It felt natural. And then in 2019, I had my first baby and I started an antipsychotic for mood stabilization purposes in 2020. And then we were stuck at home for several years, and all of these things combined to result in me gaining quite a bit of weight. And I've gained weight in the past, but it always felt like I adjusted within a couple of months. It felt normal. It felt natural. It felt like, okay, this is the weight my body is just supposed to be. It's been several years that I've been at this increased weight point, and it still doesn't feel right. Like, my whole body still feels off, and like, this isn't where I'm comfortable. Now, there's something to be said for the idea that maybe I just need to get more comfortable. Maybe I'm less comfortable at this weight because society puts a lot more judgment on a body of this size. I would definitely be considered plus size, fat, just a larger body, you know? And society really likes to shrink women. And I mean, all people, but especially women. And so who knows, maybe that's why I don't feel comfortable. But I also think it's an activity level thing for me. My activity level went down significantly when I started my business in 2020, because every spare moment I had was spent sitting down in front of a computer. Whereas before I started my business, I went on walks for like an hour a day. Every day I would go on a walk with my kid in his stroller, and we would just walk and I would listen to podcasts, and it was great. And I just stopped doing that when I started my business, and I stopped pretty much all activity. And I think that's part of what feels really uncomfortable for me, is the activity level I've gotten used to is like the lowest I've ever been at in my entire life. Like I always did sports in school and everything. And then in college I did intramurals and I lived on like a walkable campus. So I did a lot of walking and this is just the lowest my activity level has ever been at. So in November of 2023, I was like, something's got to change. I really want to get my activity level up and I would like to lose a little weight as well. And this was weird for me because I'm very much a health at every size kind of person. I truly believe it is very more than possible. It is likely that everyone is their healthiest at a different weight. There is no weight that is considered healthy. I think that's very silly. And I also think it's bullshit to judge fat people, like say, oh, well, your weight is unhealthy. Like, and what about it? Like, there are so many ways to be unhealthy and not all lack of health is not always a choice. And in fact, it almost never is a choice. And when it is, very few people would choose to be unwell. And so it's just very judgy and shamey and gross the way we usually talk about weight. And as a result, I thought I wasn't allowed to want to lose weight. But I think I've come to terms with the idea that I'm allowed to want whatever I want. It's just I want to examine why I want what I want. And I think I want to lose weight, not because I want to be smaller or because I want to be skinny or whatever. And I don't even think it's because I want to be back to like my, you know, early 20s body, which was a very different, you know, my body's been through some stuff, you know, I've had kids, I've changed medications, I've, you know, done all this stuff that has changed my body composition. And I want to like accept that and be okay with that. And I think it's also okay for me to want to change. This is a really fine balance I'm finding. The idea that I'm allowed to want to change myself without automatically shaming myself for who I am currently. Just the fact alone that I want to lose weight doesn't mean I'm unhappy or ashamed of the weight I'm at. I like the way my body looks. I don't always love the way my body feels. Like I said, the activity level doesn't feel right to me. I would like to be more active. I don't like that I'm winded when I walk upstairs or that I can't really run with my kid because my whole body like jiggles in a really uncomfortable way. Not just in like, people are going to see my fat jiggle. Not that. It like, I feel physically heavy when I run and I feel like I can't keep up with a 4-year-old, which is, you know, not great. So anyway, in November, I decided something's got to change here. And so I found a weight loss coach. Now, I'm pretty wary of weight loss coaches because even those who say that they're health at every size or intuitive eating or all of these things I support and I enjoy, I find that they still have a mindset that I find really problematic. But this person I found, her name is Amber. She runs a business called Ambitious Coaching. She's really big on TikTok. She actually was, I think, even a little heavier than the weight I'm at now. And she lost quite a bit of weight and she has kept it off for more than 3 years. To me, that rings of sustainability, which is something I think so many weight loss practices lack. You know, and she just is such a kind-hearted person, like not just from her TikToks, but I've been in her coaching program since January, so I can really attest to this, but we have like group hangouts once a month and she's just so sweet and so supportive and like very focused on what she calls non-scale victories, which I really love because I have had quite a few non-scale victories in this journey over the last 3 months, you know, because it's April now and I actually haven't lost any weight. But you know what I have done? I've lost several inches. So my body is changing shape and I have started getting more active. I am hitting my step goal, I would say 2 or 3 days a week, which is better than it was before. I am noticing what I eat, which is like something that's hard to do when you're autistic. So we'll get into the autistic and ADHD side of things here in a minute. But like, I think this whole program has just taught me a lot and I feel really supported in it. Now you might be listening and be like, but Megan, you literally just said you haven't lost any weight. It is clearly not working. And like I said, Amber really focuses on the non-scale victories. And a lot of my non-scale victories have been mindset related. So like, for example, I shared this with Amber and she was very proud of me, which made me very happy. But I went to this party with a bunch of little kids and I brought my twins. And one of the boys he's five, I think, was looking at the girls. He's like, oh my goodness, they're so cute. And I'm like, I know. And he looks at me and he pats my stomach and he goes, are you having another baby? And I said, no, I do not want any more babies right now. The twins are still very little. And he goes, oh, but then what's that? And points at my stomach. And every adult in the room just went silent. They were so freaked out. And I did not want this kid to carry the shame of like saying something wrong about somebody when he was just being curious. He just had a question, you know, and I didn't want to shame him at all. And I didn't want to teach him that being fat is something to be ashamed of either. So really quick, like it didn't even take me that long to respond. Really quick, he was like, oh, but what's that? And points at my stomach. And I went, that's my stomach. Where's your stomach? And we just played and it was goofy and it was fun. And that felt like a huge non-scale victory. That felt like a huge mindset victory because in the past, kids have pointed out my acne and kids have pointed out my weight. And, you know, it can make you feel pretty unattractive and pretty gross about yourself sometimes because kids are honest, man. Kids are really honest. It felt like such a win that this didn't make me feel gross or fat or bad, or not that fat is a bad word either, but it just was. That's my stomach. That's what my stomach looks like. Hi there. I am interrupting your podcast episode super, super quickly just to let you know that if you want more than just the podcast, if you want to actually talk to me, that is an option. I have something called a discovery call. This is for people who, you know, you're not sure if you want to actually like commit to working with me long term, but you kind of want to learn more. And maybe you have some questions about your brain that, you know, I might be able to help you answer. And that's what the discovery call is for. It is $15 for a half hour call. That $15 is really just to help ensure that people actually show up when they were free. I had a lot of no-shows, which is really hard on my autistic brain with the change of plans last second and everything. So that's all the $15 is for, is just a little incentive to keep your appointment. And I would love, love, love to talk to some of you amazing podcast listeners. So if you're interested, the link is in the show notes and I'll let you get back to your episode. So those are some of my victories, but it's also been really hard, if I'm being totally honest. It's been really hard trying to lose weight as an autistic and ADHD person. I think trying to lose weight is one of the harder things a person can do because it requires such a lifestyle shift. But I think it's also really hard specifically because of my autism and ADHD. First of all, there's my autism. I'm in a really good maintenance routine. Like the way that I eat and the way that I move my body is great for maintaining the weight that I'm at, right? It's great for that. You know what it's not great for? Losing weight. And as an autistic person, I love my routine. I don't want to change my routine. It's so good. I love it. So I'm having to change that routine. And that's been a very slow, very difficult process. And then you've got the ADHD with the dopamine seeking food activity, right? Where it's just like, I need constant caffeine to keep myself focused. And the way I used to get that caffeine was through like iced coffee drinks that are very calorie dense. I'm learning there are other ways to get caffeine that are still good for me. So I haven't veered into like energy drink territory yet, but I have found, so there's this really great drink. I'll just give you guys my little tip. First of all, do you know the drink? It's called Ice. You know, it's at like Walmart and Meijer and all that stuff. And it's those long, skinny bottles. And it's like carbonated fruit juice, basically. It's delicious, right? So I've been drinking those for a long time. And those are tasty, low calorie, but they don't have caffeine. Well, they recently came out with Ice plus caffeine. And it only has 70 milligrams of caffeine, which is like less than half of what's in most energy drinks, which is great. But it's more than a cup of coffee. So it's a good boost for my afternoon. So I've been getting those, except I've been getting the ones from Aldi that are called Frost. So they're cheaper. They're like the off brand. I love it. It's great. So anyway, that's my little tip. If you're an ADHDer who needs constant caffeine, but you don't want all of the calorie dense coffee that you usually drink throughout the day, and you're not a black coffee drinker, because I'm not a black coffee drinker. So that's been a big thing I've been battling, is my caffeine intake and how to get caffeine without like blowing my calorie budget. But also there's like my dopamine seeking, where I just want to eat sweet things or salty things, or that's the other thing. I want all the flavors all the time. So I want something sweet, and I want something savory, and I want something salty, and I want something spicy. So again, here's a little quick tip. I have discovered the power of the snack plate, right? Where instead of like eating something savory for lunch, and then I decide I want something sweet, so I sit down with a sweet thing and I eat, you know, more than I would necessarily want to of the sweet thing. And then I want something spicy, so I sit down with this container of the spicy thing, and I sit down and I eat more than I would want to of the spicy thing. Instead, I build a snack plate. So I eat my savory, my main meal, whatever it is that I want, and then I put together a little snack plate that is something sweet, something spicy, something salty, whatever it is that I'm craving. And granted, I have not actually done this that often because I keep forgetting. But I have done it once or twice, and it's actually really effective, and it gives me exactly what I want, which is so nice. I don't feel too full afterwards, which is an autistic nightmare, by the way. I don't know if there's any other autistic folks who can't stand being too full, but I hate it. It feels horrible. I hate when my stomach hurts. It, like, my whole brain short circuits when my stomach hurts. So I'm really trying to avoid eating more than I want to eat, or more than what's comfortable. And I think that's something that is part of my maintenance routine, is like I always eat just a little bit past comfort. So I think if I can get to a point where I eat enough that I'm comfortable, but not so much that I hurt, like that would be a great improvement, both for my mental health, but also for my body. So that's kind of what I'm aiming for, but it's really hard being autistic and ADHD and trying to lose weight. I think it's hard for everybody, but I have some unique struggles that thankfully my coach, so Coach Amber runs Ambitious Coaching, and then she has lots of coaches who work for her. So I'm working with Coach Ree. Coach Ree is amazing. I tell Coach Ree, hey, I am struggling to track my food, right? And she's like, oh, just use this other app. It's way easier. Boom, done. So easy. Or I told her like, hey, I'm having a really hard time getting to the gym, because if I go to the gym, that means I have to shower, and finding time to both go to the gym and shower with three kids is really hard. And she's like, well, does the gym have childcare? And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, okay, so take the kids to childcare, work out, and then shower at the gym. And I'm like, you're a genius. I don't know why I didn't think of this, but I didn't. And so anyway, Coach Ree is very practical, but also like such a cheerleader. She is the best. So 10 out of 10, highly recommend. Basically, I've just had a very positive experience with this coaching program, despite the fact that I haven't lost any weight yet. I am noticing my body feels different. I'm noticing my body looks different. And I am changing my relationship with food and exercise in what feels like a really healthy way, because like I said at the beginning, there is some level of disordered eating that kind of runs in my family. And this is one of those cycles that I think really got broken with my generation, thanks to the generation before us. Like, they worked really hard to not pass that stuff down, and I'm eternally grateful. And I just don't want to backslide all that progress, all that work that they did, you know? So I've been really careful. Anytime I start noticing myself thinking shamey thoughts, or like getting kind of obsessy about macros or anything like that, I just go to my coach and I'm like, hey, I'm experiencing these sort of shamey thoughts and stuff. Can you help get me back on track and help me see it in a more positive light? Because I don't want to do it this way. I don't want to lose weight this way. It's not sustainable. And I just don't want to be in that obsessive headspace about food or my body. I just want my body to be what it is. So yeah, that's kind of all I've got about food and weight and body image and all of these really sensitive topics. So again, I hope that this wasn't triggering or upsetting. I'm just a person who would like to change my body and my health a little bit. So it's just something I'm working on, and I thought I would chat with you all about it because I do believe my neurodivergence is playing a pretty big role in how I'm going about this and what specifically is difficult for me. Because I think it's interesting, a lot of like my old coach through Coach Ambitious, who she took some time off for like her own personal life stuff, but I had a different coach beforehand and she was, you know, very worried about like the binge restrict cycle. And I'm like, I've never really dieted before. Like I don't have a lot of those binge restrict thoughts, I guess, you know, so that wasn't a big thing for me. And it's really helpful that Coach Rhea seems very on board with like, okay, your main issues are like interoception, not noticing when you're full, dopamine seeking, routine issues, like all of that. So it's been really great to feel seen and heard and understood. I don't think that happens all the time when you're autistic and ADHD and you seek help from someone who's not necessarily those things. But I've had a great experience, and my hope is that by the end of the year, I'll have some, you know, pretty significant weight loss to report. I do think I'm headed on the right track. I have finally started tracking my food a little better, which has led to me making some changes in what I'm eating and all of that. So, and I'm actually really loving working out. That's been the cool thing, is like, I really enjoy lifting weights. That's something they have me doing. I've always done cardio in the past and they're like, no, let's have you do some weights. And I just think it's really fun. I turn on my musicals playlist and I just lift my weights and jam out to Hamilton and Disney songs, and it's great. But I've been doing that. And then I've also been doing water aerobics, which I love water aerobics. If you know me at all, you know I love the pool. I am such a fish. Like, I love swimming. And I'm not at a point in my like activity level that I could just swim laps for any length of time. I could probably do 3 or 4 laps and I'd be done. But I am in a place where I can do water aerobics, and it's just me and these like 50, 60, 70-year-old ladies, and we just have such a good time. So I've been really enjoying that. So I think that's really all I've got for you. This is my weight loss journey. I hope this was helpful. If you have any questions or if you want to ask me anything, please feel free to reach out. My Instagram is at the Neurocuriosity Club, and you can just message me over there and I will get back to you. Okay. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you all next week. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I really hope that you enjoyed it. If you did, I would so appreciate it if you would leave a review or a rating or whatever it is that you can do on the platform you're listening on. It really helps get the podcast out to other people who need to hear it. So again, thank you for listening. Thank you for the review if you decide to leave one, and I will see you next time.